This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Jeremy Fowler talking about how the Browns may be balancing four quarterbacks on the active roster to start the season. I think a lot of people, the first reaction they have when they hear that and how the Browns, what, you're going to keep four? No one keeps four. Very, 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 very rarely. But do we all not know what this 2026 draft is about, why they have two first-round picks? I wouldn't be surprised. It's not that I wouldn't put it past them, because it's like, well, if you wouldn't put it past them, then it's a negative thing. I don't know. You got all these quarterbacks. You might as well find out if one of them is going to do well, if this is what the season's going to be. However, their message hasn't been clear. I think for a lot of fans, the message is clear, like, hey, find your quarterback this year or go to the draft next year looking for your quarterback, either or. But I think for the Browns, it's been a blurry one. You re-sign guys. You bring back veterans. There's possibilities you could have moved on from guys you didn't. So what exactly are you trying to do here? And that has been a little bit of a sticky wicket with fans, and I think that's provided some frustration. But it's like, okay, if you're going to have four quarterbacks here, you might as well try to figure out which one of those guys were able to do it. I think if I were the Browns, Joe Flacco's the starter, and I would like somebody to unseat him, whether that be Kenny, Dylan, or Shador.
Do you care
somebody
when?
Somebody unseat him.
Do you care when that is? Is you've been
You'd
on
like
record.
It sooner than later.
Well, you say that, but you have talked about, look, the goal is for these players is to always win.
Yes.
They don't care about a tank. They don't care about a rebuild. Their goal is, you know, self-preservation,
what?
Playing well, staying
yes.
motivated,
yes.
all those things. So you've said before that, especially with the gauntlet of games at the start of the year, like you, the security, the stability, if you will, of Joe Flacco, who has had the success in this offense,
yeah.
even if it's for a short stint.
I definitely think that, all right, hold on, going back to it. I definitely think that the goal of them is, the guys on the team is to win. I have to see this from both sides. Like, who was it that we had on last year, where or last week, that they had said it was a waste of the season to start the just it was a waste of the year to not play the rookies? Like, was that was Sam Monson at the beginning, and then Herm Edwards had like backed it up and said, well, you might as well just play the rookies. I'm going, well, you don't just play the rookies to play the rookies. You play the rookies if you want to see something from the fans' perspective, but from the team, if they can't, my whole thing is you got to take this literally. If they can't show each other, or they can't show the rest of the team that they can do this, they can't show the guys in practice every day that they can't do this, then I've already seen without having to see it, because it's as desperate of a situation as you're going to find. You would hope that one of them is able to unseat Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is not the quarterback for the future, but I think that he's the standard. It's not a tough standard to beat. This isn't Joe Flacco in his prime in 2012. It's not a tough standard. I have a 40-year-old journeyman quarterback now. He is what he is. Who still has some talents to light it up at times. You should be able to overtake that if you're Kenny Pickett, who's 26. If you are rookies in Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders, at some point you should be able to unseat a Joe Flacco type of quarterback. That's what I'm hoping. And if they can't do it, then I don't need to see any of them. If Joe Flacco plays well enough to win some football games and plays well enough to not be the reason they lose some football games, then it is not up to them. They got to show me. He's got to show me. And eventually, I think he'll run out of gas, and the mask will be off, and we'll move on. And I hope Joe is able to keep it as long as he can and play as well as he can, because I don't want anybody to play poorly for the Cleveland Browns. But I think eventually you expect one of the younger guys to take over, whether that be Kenny Pickett or the rookies.
Yeah, I'm just trying
to be real.
Yeah, and I've been trying to say, I've been keeping my mind totally open. Like, this, not exactly to the stuff we're seeing right now, because I'm kind of in the Mangini camp, which all this stuff, it's kind of laughable. It's kind of silly to come up with a depth chart based on the stuff we're seeing. And even the coaches, like the coaches don't truly know what they're going to see out of these guys beyond whether or not they're screwing up the play calls.
Yeah.
And not even understanding the play calls. Like, there is probably a hierarchy of who's picking up stuff the fastest. They're never going to tell us that,
right?
Because
there could be times. I mean, they could have called it out. I mean, you see them walking around in their walkie-talkies and because they're calling it into the headsets or into the speaker in the helmet. So, like, if Kevin's walking around and he's calling a play into the helmet, Shador Sanders might complete it for a 10-yard slant. Is that the right play that they were supposed to run? Because you're playing against base defenses. Like, that's what I'm saying, guys. We don't know exactly what it is. Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabe or anybody, they could have a 6-for-7 day in 11-on-11s with a touchdown. If half the plays were wrong and not what they wanted to call, you could go in there and call what you think was the play, and they could end up running the play, and it could still be the wrong play call if you can't get the nomenclature down. Like, you've heard that said. Like, he's got to be able to get the nomenclature down by the guys who we've had on who know what the hell they're talking about. That's one of the big issues that they have. Not with just Shador Sanders. I'm talking with any quarterback. You got to be able to get it, repeat it, and do as the coach tells you to do, or you're not going to be able to do it because different defenses are going to put you in a bad spot. So if he's going 6-for-7 and finding the right guys at the right moment that were the actual play being called, I'm just giving an example, then yeah, maybe that matters for something. But I can't give a bunch of leeway or a bunch of credit to 6-for-7 for a touchdown in a mini camp because we don't necessarily know what was called for. We don't know what was there. If he's getting lucky, if he's not getting lucky, whatever. And that's the same thing with Kenny, as Dylan, as anybody. So you can't really put that on him. I would expect Kenny, because he has experience, to be able to get the nomenclature down. And obviously the same thing with Joe Flacco. I'm sure Dylan Gabriel's flubbed it, and I'm sure that Shador Sanders has flubbed it here and there. By the way, speaking of Shador, did you hear the part about Jeremy's answer where he said he didn't believe that Jimmy made the call from high?
Yeah.
For Shador Sanders? That kind of went under the radar, and that's kind of went under the radar for a lot of people because a lot of us had just assumed that Jimmy had made that decision for Shador Sanders, that they weren't just like, we'll go ahead and take a flyer. That's interesting to hear an insider say that.
I agree.
Point that out. Thanks to everybody who joined us today. Jeremy Fowler was excellent. Listen to him at 923thefan.com. Says that he thinks Trey Hendrickson will get something worked out. I didn't get a chance to ask him about Shamar Stewart.
Which is so bizarre.
Not a Bengals show, for crying out loud. No. I can't ask about every Bengal player. That. Also, Daryl Ryder. He's hitting certain buttons about the Cleveland Guardians. Listen to that. 923thefan.com. The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, getting ever so dangerous about the dangerous situation that the Cleveland Guardians find themselves in. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.